Hi there, and welcome to episode 78 of the Smart English Coach podcast, the podcast which helps you get to advanced English level fast. In this episode, I'm going to talk about something that's really fundamental to how you study English, and that is the question why. Why are you learning English, and what do you want to get out of it? It's fundamental because your answer to this question determines what sort of activities you should do for the fastest and most effective results. Any reason for learning English is a good reason. It's not like you have to learn English for your career, although that's a common reason. Recently, I've heard a lot of different reasons for learning English, and they are all really good reasons. So, for example, learning English to travel, or to support a family member with their life and career goals, to be more confident, to fit in better in an English-speaking environment, to get a better job, to understand native speakers better, to have access to up-to-date English materials, and also for fun. You can also have more than one reason, of course. It could be a combination of any number of reasons. But knowing why you're doing it helps you then decide the best way to get where you want to be. It helps you avoid wasting time on the wrong things. I'll give you an example. So one mistake I see people make with learning English is thinking that they should study grammar. So doing grammar exercises online or with books, attending courses where there's a lot of grammar teaching, and so on. But in my experience, it's rare that you need to study a lot of grammar. Okay, maybe if you have an English exam, but that's probably the main reason. It is true to say that you might need to focus on an area of English grammar that you find difficult, but at a higher level, you have already learned a lot, if not most, English grammar. So I think that what happens is when people decide to study English again, they remember that learning grammar is something that they did at school, so it's something that they're familiar with, and it's kind of a default method of learning English again. But the most common reasons I hear for people to learn English is to communicate better and to be understood better. Good English grammar plays a part in this, but it's quite a small part. When you analyse your why, your reason for learning English, you can probably find 10 or more activities that are going to be more useful for you than studying grammar. Here are a few of these activities. So if you're learning English to get a better job, start networking in English. Join LinkedIn, so write a LinkedIn profile, then start commenting on people's posts. Go to industry conferences and meet people. Learn the essential industry vocabulary. Write your CV in English. Prepare for interview questions in English, and so on. If your reason for learning English is to understand native speakers better, then my advice is to hunt out videos on YouTube or search accent databases to hear people speaking. So I've recently spoken to a couple of people who need to understand speakers from some quite unusual places in the UK, places where there's a strong regional accent that can be tricky to understand. So if this is your reason for learning English, you really need to get practice listening. You might also need practice with what we call spoken grammar, which is very different from the grammar you'll get in course books. If you're learning English because you want to travel, social English is going to be important for you. Not just transactional English like, where's the luggage carousel, or can I buy a return ticket, but things to talk about when you meet other travellers. You might want to give your life story or to talk about your experiences. You might want to talk about what you hope to see on your travels, and so on. It's going to help to learn vocabulary about the place you're visiting, but you'll need to connect with other people. So you'll need to learn conversational skills and phrases, ways to manage the conversation, For example, how you can start or end a conversation. And if you want to become more confident in English, then you'll need to practice, practice, and get more practice speaking. That's what the English Fluency Club is for, by the way. And if you aren't already a member, I would really encourage you to try it out. I'll leave the link in the show notes for you. So when I talk about practice speaking for becoming more confident, you can practice areas like giving your opinion, sharing your ideas, disagreeing with others. Or maybe you need practice presenting an argument in a more formal context. Maybe you need to practice talking about complex ideas or business strategy. You'll need the right vocabulary again and to be able to speak clearly. And for this, simple grammar is going to be important. You could also learn and practice a whole range of pronunciation strategies, like how to use your voice effectively. So you might start listening to effective speakers, such as on TED Talks. I'm probably up to 10 different activities here already, but the important thing to remember is that they involve you doing the right thing for your specific goals and hopes. You'll need to learn and then find ways to use and implement these ideas in real life situations. And these activities also involve you getting comfortable with making mistakes and not thinking that perfect grammar is the solution. But one of the great advantages is that when you know why you're learning English, you can then build your own learning plan, which is especially for you. You can decide what activities you're going to do and how you're going to do them. You can create your own habits, decide when and how often you're going to learn. And then you can map your own progress and celebrate your wins. I hope I've given you a few ideas to get started and to think about how to match the learning activities you do to the main reason why you're learning English. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider rating or reviewing the podcast. You can do this directly from where you're listening, such as on Apple or Spotify. Ratings and reviews help other people to find this podcast, so they are really, really helpful. You'll also find the link to the English Fluency Club in the show notes, but you can always contact me if you need more information. Just go to smartenglishcoach.com/contact and get in touch with me. Thank you so much for listening. Speak soon.